Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
PGA Pro Johan Koch joins us now. Johan was at the Masters yesterday. Johan, what's up? How are you, man?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing well. We were just talking. I remember you saying on Thursday, we asked for potential winners, and the first name out of your mouth was Tiger Woods. So you shouldn't be too surprised at this, right?
Yeah, that was my backup pick. So my first two picks didn't do good, but I got Tiger and DJ 1-2. So not too bad.
So what were the roars like yesterday?
Yeah, it was crazy. So I went Saturday, and you can already feel the excitement with Tiger putting himself in contention. And then yesterday, we just got in it, like got in the middle of that crowd. And even though the beers weren't really going until 12 o'clock, the crowd was super loud right from the get-go.
Well, you've been to Augusta numerous times. I mean, you've played the course, you've been there on practice rounds, you've been there for final mm-hmm. days. How did this one compare to be there in person to watch the complete comeback of Tiger Woods? And I saw you in the background of quite a few tight shots of Tiger. So you were up close to where he was hitting balls. But how does this one compare to anything you've been to?
Yeah, so I have actually never gone on a Sunday because I like to watch it on TV so much. And after Saturday's round, I was with another friend of mine, and I was like, man, I think we need to stay. So we ended up staying the night. Had to go to Target and buy new clothes for the next day.
That was a good choice.
Yeah, I had zero clothes. I'm buying like toothbrush, toothpaste, shorts, socks, and you know, luckily I hit the merchandise store before I left. But so just to experience it, because you can already feel it, right? I was saying to somebody during the round, I was like, you know, the PGA Tiger was close to finish second. You never had the feeling that he was there to win. You just had that feeling that Tiger Woods was there to win this golf tournament this week. And to be part of history was really neat.
And hole 12 on Sunday, certainly maybe the most significant, you know, piece of history as far as what happened on the course, it seems like.
Yeah, you know, we were standing right there in the tee box for that shot, and the wind was really swirling when we were there. And I would say three of the four shots that went in the water after the shot that just got caught up in the wind.
Yeah,
and Tiger, you know, Tiger's been there a lot of times, and he just, you know, hit a little left and took his medicine and took the par. Molinari's shot was probably the only one that kind of sounded bad off the get-go, but everybody else looked great. But obviously, the experience of Tiger really paid off there. And then we got to 15 on the fairway, and I mean, it was nuts. There were so many people on 15, 16, 17, and I just looked at my buddy. I said, I just don't think anybody else can handle this right now. Like, who can handle this many people in this pressure at Augusta other than Tiger right now? So I felt like at that point the advantage was with Tiger. And obviously we saw what he did on 15 and 16. So
yeah, exactly. When you watch his game, I mean, obviously you knew what his swing, what his shots looked like, kind of back in his prime. But now at 43, how in your mind is his game different, or was it different throughout Augusta?
You know, it was funny because we talked about that. It was almost more workmanlike than Tiger usually is, right? Usually seeing Tiger hit all these recovery shots in the trees, and then he's pretty good strategic. This week, it was almost more consistent. He was just kind of hitting in the fairway, a few more fairways than he usually does, and it just even looked more strategic and more workmanlike than what Tiger usually is. So, I guess someone says a little bit more old man golf, but obviously Tiger's still swinging at 120 miles an hour. but it actually looked more in control to me than I've seen Tiger in a long, long time, probably since early 2000s.
Wait till he gets that putting going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, and we talked about that. We talked about after the first round how many shots he left out there. I felt like he left shots out there almost every round. But it was just so strategic that he was just going to bore you to death until he finally pulled off a few shots at the end and wins the golf tournament, which is obviously what ended up happening.
You've played golf your entire life, played college, played professionally. You've had back issues throughout your career, and really that's kind of what derailed you from really going all out professionally for a long time. How amazing is it to you knowing how hard it is to play this game with back issues at what Tiger's doing?
Well, so like I definitely understood what Tiger was going through the last, 10 years or so with the back issues, because, he'd have a good tournament and then he'd have a really bad one, but his back's killing him. So when, when he said a year and a half ago that his back pain is gone from the fusion surgery, I was like, he'll figure out how to win golf tournaments again if his pain is gone, because he, he doesn't have to hit it as far as everybody, because he's probably the best iron player to ever play. So it's even more impressive, right? I mean, it is hands down the best sports comeback in all of sports, in my opinion. So I just, there's nothing you can really argue. The golf guys will say Ben Hogan, but Ben Hogan was playing great golf and he got in a car accident and came back and won. Tiger basically had to come back from life a little bit,
When you, as a golfer with back trouble, you see what that doctor did for him, do you think there's just a line of people outside that guy's office like, hey, man, can you fix me too?
Have you already called him?
I
need to hit up that guy. So, Stephen Bowditch, who's a really good Australian player, I'm not sure if you guys know him very well, but he made a few President's Cup teams, and he kind of had the same thing, and he just had the same surgery, and it takes a while to recover. I mean, his wife was saying it's like 6 to 9 months before he could swing a club again, which is kind of what Tiger went through.
So
it'll be interesting to see how Steven does after that surgery too. But it's just so hard to compete with the best players in the world if you're fighting an injury, right?
Where were you on 16 where he hit that shot that almost rolled in? And I love the view at 17 where everybody's up there reacting. It just like a rock show out there.
So I'll tell you exactly where I was, because when you hit the shot, I said we need to remember exactly where we are probably for the rest of our life. So we're standing up on 15 and we just go, okay, are we going to hang back and just kind of watch it, or are we just going to walk down and get in it on 16? Because there's so many people, right?
Yeah.
And after Tiger, hit his first putt on 15, we was like, okay, let's go for it. So we got down there, and just to the right of the green, there's a telephone box, probably about 40 yards short of the green in the trees there. We were standing right there under the tree and had a perfect view. So
did you pick it up and call somebody when the shot happened?
Right. I mean, from our angle, we couldn't believe the shot didn't go in the hole. I mean, it looked like it was in. Obviously, we're not on the receiving replays. Obviously, he missed the hole by about 6 inches on the high side. But from our angle, we thought it was in the hole.
So what's the next thing for him, Johan? Go ahead and win one or two more this year, because it's at places, the other majors, where he can win.
Yeah, he's won, I believe, a major in every other venue that we have the rest of the year. So I expect him to pick one more up by the end of the year.
Ooh.
And then, that Nike ad was just brilliant that they released last night. And I can't believe it says he's still chasing the same dream. And at the end of it, it says, there's a little 3-year-old Tiger saying, I'm going to beat Jack Nicklaus. Yeah. So obviously that conversation is back on the game.
Sure is.
And I think it's because of Augusta. I mean, does anybody see him not winning the Masters at least one or two more times if he stays injury free? Wow. Probably not.
Yeah. From a wider view, right? You, I know you worked for First Tee here in town for a little bit, and you work with, which is a program that gives a lot of kids that maybe wouldn't have an opportunity to learn the game of golf or hop into the game of golf. It helps kids out in that way to introduce kids to the game of golf. What has Tiger's impact, because you teach and are around it a lot, what is Tiger's impact, even locally, on the game of golf?
That's a great question. We were talking about it this morning, that it's almost just given the game of golf and our industry in general a shot on the arm for the next 5 to 10 years. That win yesterday, it's that important, right? I play golf today at Hermitage in a tournament with two of my friends with Perfectus Golf out of Gaylord. And they were telling me last night and this morning is the most web traffic that they've ever received.
Ooh, wow.
So just in one day, you already seen the effect of what Tiger did yesterday in our industry. So huge, right?
That's crazy. You can quantify it already.
If he does win another Masters, Johan, that'll be a Masters in 4 different decades. Think about that.
It's legends are legends because they're so good for so long, right? I'm fortunate enough to be good friends with Ernie Els, and Ernie's still making cuts and still competing in tournaments, and he's been playing for 35 years, almost 40 years, right?
Yeah.
So that it's remarkable. When people ask me what's the most impressive thing about the guys out there that are dominating, I'd say their longevity and their consistency has just been good for so long. So very, very, very impressive.
Well, Johan, thank you very much for sharing your story with us. We appreciate it. It was a day that none of us will ever forget, and you were there watching it all.
Yep, I'm jealous.
I'm glad I stayed.
Yeah, no doubt.
Good call.
Yeah, good trip to Target. Yeah. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Johan.
Thanks, guys.